Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Namaskar. Yesterday, around 8:49 in the night, I received a message from Dr. Praveen Togadia. Of course, the message was not meant for me. The message was meant, for... Prime Minister Modi, because without naming Mr. Modi, he said a lot of things addressed to him. We will just see the message first before we get into the next part of the discussion. Please see them. Please hear the message.
गुजरात सरकार ने डॉक्टर तोगड़िया के विरुद्ध के आत्माराम पटेल का 21 वर्ष पुराना केस आज वापस किया. यह केस में 5 जनवरी को डॉक्टर तोगड़िया के विरुद्ध अरेस्ट वारंट निकला था. मेरे मित्र विजय भाई, नितिन भाई, प्रदीप सिंह ने पुरानी राजनीति केस वापस ली. धन्यवाद. आशा है मोटा भाई भी आसमान से थोड़ी नज़र जमीन पर करके हमारे जैसे पुराने मित्रों से संवाद का कष्ट करें. हम जमीन से जुड़े लाखों कार्यकर्ताओं से जुड़े हैं. साथ बैठकर संवाद विदेशों से करते हैं. देश में बैठे हम जैसों से भी कभी संवाद करें. समय का पहिया और ईश्वर का निर्णय प्लांटेड मीडिया स्टोरीज और मैन्युफैक्चर्ड सर्वे पर नहीं होते. जिन सीढ़ियों से चढ़कर ऊपर गए उन्हें तोड़ा नहीं जाता. ये भारत के संस्कार नहीं, देशभक्ति और हिंदुत्व कोई शो के इवेंट्स नहीं. आपका डॉक्टर प्रवीण तोगड़िया.
दिस मैसेज साउंड्स एज इफ डॉक्टर तोगड़िया इज स्केर्ड ऑफ समथिंग और समबडी. दिस मैसेज टू मी साउंड्स very much as if he is actually offering an olive leaf to PM Modi and seeking a compromise. I wonder, is Mr. Tugadia really scared? Did he actually mean when he said that he was scared for his life and he may be encountered? Did he actually mean that? Was he talking the truth? Because I find it very strange, knowing Dr. Tokadi, I find it very strange that a man who was a fiery leader, who preached Hindutva, who was in the forefront during the Ram Janma Bhoomi case, he was in the forefront distributing Trishuls across the country, he was in the forefront actually, in a way, endorsing violence in the name of Ram. He was in the forefront. Would a man like him get scared? And if so, what is that kind of fright that is making him so? What is the kind of threat that is making him so scared? What is the kind of threat that is making him so scared? I wonder. It'll be very interesting to note if ever we come to know about it. Of course, I have been trying to get in touch with him since yesterday night after receiving this message. But yeah, obviously, I was not able to get in touch with him or talk to him regarding this. But I'm sure for obvious reasons. But this is a question that was lurking. Post this message, I decided to speak to a lot of people from BJP, from Vishwa Hindu Parishad, from the RSS, from the Rashtra Swayam Sevak Sangh, to figure out what exactly happened. Nobody, of course, was willing to come in front of the camera, and I understand why, but nobody was willing to come in front of the camera. But a lot of things what they said, I will try and narrate it to you. The first and foremost thing that I realized after speaking to a lot of VHP guys and a lot of RSS guys is that, look, nobody is too much pro what Dr. Togadia is doing. So all this talk about, you know, the Sangh being divided, pro and anti Togadia and all, I don't think it is all that happening. Nobody is very pro Togadia. Everybody feels that, you know, the way he is doing it is not exactly the way it should be done, because they feel that it's a Hindu government and it's a right wing government, and you know activities like this will actually make the government weak. In fact, Togadia just wanted to do that. So nobody is pro him. But that being said, a lot of people are actually not completely aversive to what he says. A lot of people do agree to him, while they do not agree to the way he protested, but a lot of people do agree to him. They feel that, you know, he has been shunted, he has been sidelined, Modi has not given him the due share, and so on and so forth. So a lot of people believe in that. A lot of people also believe the fact that Togadia, Dr. Praveen Togadia, has contributed a lot for the Hindu cause. A lot of people has also believed the fact that Dr. Togadia has also contributed for the rise of Bharatiya Janata Party, like what Mr. L.K. Advani has done, or like what Murli Manohar Joshi has done. So while he was not part of the party, but he has definitely helped to grow the party. A lot of people also believe very surely that Dr. Togadia did help Prime Minister Modi, or then Narendra Modi, to become the Chief Minister of Gujarat way back in 2000. Togadia put his might behind Narendra Modi, and Togadia was supposed to be his best friend at once upon a time. So when he says that I helped you to become a chief minister, there is some element of truth in it. But the same people, in the same breath, also says the fact that Togadia was one person who was very keen on backseat driving. So he actually wanted Narendra Modi to be a dummy chief minister, where he calls the shots. That also is not denied by most of the people that we spoke to. Everybody believes that is the truth. Narendra Modi, being Narendra Modi, didn't entertain that for more than what he could or what he wanted to. After a point in time, he threw him out of his core lobby. Now, these are facts. And from then to now, he has been constantly trying to come back or get back to his lost grace or get back to that power center, which he could never. What's more, 2012-2013, if people have to be believed, these are hearsay, let me tell you. But if people have to be believed, I've got very, very senior sources who told me that RSS head called Dr. Togadia and put a gag order on him, saying, listen, either you keep quiet, or if you want to talk, talk pro Narendra Modi. Not one word against Narendra Modi till 2019. So there was a gag order that was put by the Rashtra Swayam Sevak Sangh on Mr. Praveen Togadia. Mr. Praveen Togadia from then actually at that point in time had taken political sannyas. I remember a journalist friend telling me this, that Mr. Togadia refused to speak to him, saying that, look, you know, 2019 को मेरे पास आओ, मैं बात करता हूँ तुम्हारे से. 2019 तक मैं बात नहीं कर सकता, क्योंकि मैं जो बोलना चाहता हूँ मैं बोल नहीं पाऊँगा. Which means, what he was technically saying is, wait till the election happens, or till the next general election happens, then I will talk. Or jo main bolna chahta hu, which I presume was things against Narendra Modi, main nahi bol paunga. Hearsay again, but this is what the people say. Now, there is one very strong piece of advice that came for Narendra Modi. Not that he wants one, but a lot of people seems to be telling Mr. Modi that, listen, there is no to doubt There is no two doubt. And this I can also vouch because I took that interview with Hardik Patel and Hardik Patel told me that, you know, what Praveen Togadia did help him on Rooney tarike se, the way he said it, which is secretly he helped him. And there's no two doubt in my mind, at least with the way I saw the things in Gujarat, that Praveen Togadia has helped Congress to win in Gujarat. There is no doubt about it. And it did make a difference. It 100% made a difference. Whether then Sanjay Joshi was part of it or not, it's a different debate. I had done an editorial on that. That's a different debate. But Praveen Togadia definitely did make a difference. What Vishwa Hindu Parishad people, especially VHP people, tell me is that, listen, Praveen Togadia has humongous amount of clout in coastal Karnataka. He has a huge fan following in coastal Karnataka. He's got a good fan base and people believe him in coastal Karnataka, and it will be in the interest of Narendra Modi. It will be in the interest of Narendra Modi if he does a patch up with Praveen Bhai Togadia before the Karnataka election. If this patch up is not happened, either Praveen Togadia gets too scared and then just goes back to his bill and doesn't show his face again, which I doubt, knowing his fiery character, will happen, or Praveen Togadia, like what he did in Gujarat, helps Congress in Karnataka. BJP's loss, Congress gains. Now, it will be very interesting to note, more than what Modi would do, I will be more interested to know what Congress is going to do. Because for Modi, this is a loss. For him to tie up or patch up with Togadia may be killing his own ego, but will be actually saving Karnataka, or at least making a difference in Karnataka. But for Congress, this is an opportunity. So one has to see, how is this going to work? This message comes as a surprise, but what will be more surprising is the reason why this message has been written. We'll wait till then. Namaskar.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.